What's up, ladies and gentlemen of the internet? This is the Mistakes Were Made podcast, episode number 6. My name is Matt, also known as The Real Spoons, and I am graced here with the bags of all bags, Mr. C Bags 24. Now,
That's me.
So yeah, we haven't done an episode. I think our last episode was August 23rd, so it's been like a little over 2 weeks. But we've been busy.
We had stuff going on. Life. Like you went away.
I did. I was gone. And that was it.
I think that was it. I think the episode right after camping was the last one we did.
Yeah, it was. But what have you been up to? Game wise, life wise.
Life wise, same old. We play flag football now.
Yes, we did our first flag football game. We got pooped on. We got destroyed. But it was a good learning experience. And part of us getting destroyed, I think, was also, like, at least for, like, me and, like, some other people, like, I read the rules for, like, a good hour.
The rules were not the same,
and they're
right?
They weren't the same. Like, the first, like, 15 minutes of the game, I was trying to figure out what the hell the rules were.
I asked, like, some of the other guys, I'm like, wait, so the center is eligible now? Like,
yeah.
You don't even need one? Like, you can still get rushed, so you do need one. But,
yeah.
But I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And then another thing, like, the first 10 minutes I've been saying it, I think most of us have never played, like, organized football at all before.
Yep.
So I think it was just us feeling it out.
Yeah.
I think next time, or if we play those guys again, we'll win.
We'll kill them.
Yeah. So...
game wise, I'm playing Hollow Knight still.
Yeah.
And a little game. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man. Yeah. I haven't heard of it. Is that like Batman?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
a
good one.
I think the game said I was like in the 30% range before my last play session, so I might be closer to 40 now.
Okay.
The story for me is finally fleshing out.
Yeah.
The storytelling of the game, I'm not going to say any spoilers or anything, it's different than what I expected.
How
I don't know if you get
so?
The same gist.
Like, as far as,
like, the villains you fight and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like, I was wondering how they were going to do it, because I knew there were multiple villains. Like,
yeah.
How much attention were they going to give, like, each
mm-hmm.
villain?
Yeah.
And, like, I guess it makes sense from the way that they're doing it. It just, yeah, it seems like,
it's
almost like
it doesn't,
like, the campaign's like an event in the game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a...
The story to me doesn't feel slow, but it's moving slow, if that makes any sense.
Apparently it picks up about midway through.
Yeah,
like,
I think I'm starting to touch
like
the beginning of that because things are starting to happen.
Yeah, people are starting to die.
No. But I told you I was spoiled of the ending from a fucking YouTube thumbnail.
Hey, calm down.
No,
all right?
I'm so angry.
I saw a YouTube thumbnail today. I don't know if this was a spoiler, but I didn't know that this person was in the game. And I don't want to say it, but I'm not gonna say it. But there's a person in the game. He was in a YouTube thumbnail, and he is he is another.
Is it Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Was he announced to be in the game or anything?
I mean, I knew from a trailer he was in the game.
Oh, right? Was he in a trailer?
I believe so.
Oh, okay, because
yeah.
I saw a thumbnail. I was like, what? Like, I'm playing as Peter Parker. Like, he's in the game. But I guess maybe I just didn't know. Maybe it was more widely known. I don't know. I don't know what his part is. Like, you know, I don't know. He shows up at the end for a second. Like,
I'm
kind
of confused because I also think I saw the same thumbnail you're talking about.
It was just a picture of him. That was all.
Oh,
it was.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I saw something different then.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you see shirtless Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know that whole thing. If you guys, you want to explain that?
It was like kind of funny. They have a podcast, and Greg Miller.
He takes pictures
of shirtless Spider-Man, but he is shirtless Spider-Man. So like there was this whole joke going, and it turns out like Insomniac added a shirtless Spider-Man character,
in
the game, yeah. Which is kind of cool.
It's kinda,
and people
it's
were
cool.
taking pictures of him.
Yeah, it was
with
a whole
him
big
and
like
stuff.
Campaign.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Yeah. Did you see? Speaking of Spider-Man, did you see like the like it was like the most depressing Easter egg in like a video game, and it was in Spider-Man, and some guy had written to Insomniac while they were developing the game, saying like he wants to propose to his longtime girlfriend, and like if you could somehow incorporate that, like asking her in the game. And so it turns out it was like there's like a movie theater, and like the title of the movie is like Maddie, Will You Marry Me? And so like after the game came out, like the guy was tweeting about it, and like they ended up breaking up like a little bit after. And she started dating his brother.
That's so fucked.
I know. But Insomniac.
How does the brother even do? Like, what?
I know. Scum, but man. The Insomniac had like, because the guy tweeted about it and he thought it was funny, and someone from Insomniac tweeted and was like, asking if they if he wanted it to be changed to something else, like right, so he can just choose whatever else he wants.
Hey,
to
Maddie,
be
fuck
in
you.
The next update. Yeah, yeah. Someone, you know, keep it in the confines of the rating of the game, but we'll see what they change it to. I haven't found it in the game yet, but it's at some movie theater. It's like the title of it. You know, that's a good segue into Spider-Man in general. I've been enjoying it quite a bit. The one thing I will say is that it does seem like you progress really freaking quickly. Like, I was playing, and then all of a sudden I was at 20% like game progress, and I was like,
wow. Are you doing story or just...
I was doing story and like side stuff. Like, is that 100% of the story or 100% overall?
I'm assuming overall.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Because I kind of want to try to platinum the game, because I'm almost done with the backpacks, and that wasn't even hard.
Oh, I wanted to also talk about how they're doing the DLC.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing. I know there's DLC. Yeah, are they doing it a different
October,
way?
November, and December. Three DLCs.
Is there a season pass?
I don't know, but people, for me, I like this because. Usually, I'm going to use Horizon as an example. Like, you played the fuck out of Horizon, and then Frozen Wilds came out, and I just didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I never went back and played it.
Yep.
But now, since it's so, like, close to when the game came out, I'm probably going to play all these DLCs because I'm not going to stop playing Spider-Man.
And it's very interesting, too, because it's like, for example, like a game like Evolve, right? Like, Evolve's downfall was that it, announced DLC too early, and they were focusing on like season pass even before the game kind of came out. But with like a game like Spider-Man, you kind of expect it to be good because of so much we've seen, and it's kind of like okay that they announced the DLC the way that they did. Weird. It's like a case-by-case basis for each game when it comes
and
to
the
DLC.
There was another argument that I heard on a podcast that was, if they're releasing DLC so soon, why isn't it just part of the main game?
Yeah.
But you don't know how big the game is and stuff, and I like it for the reason I just said, that where I can just keep playing, I won't feel like I won't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So far, what do you give the game?
Out of a 10.
And we have to revisit this again.
When
we beat it, but I'm just curious.
So
my next two questions are gonna like tie in to what you think about the game.
Okay, so I like it a lot. I have to get better at like combos and stuff like that,
like
fighting. Just like the combat in general. It's very derivative. I guess that's the right word, of like a fighting game combat where there are combos and like certain, like you can do stuff in certain order, but it's I don't think it's more fluid than like Assassin's Creed combat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like I like it, but I just need to get better at it. I could swing around the city for hours. I've already done that. Like I was like 20 minutes in and I'm just like swinging.
Oh, I don't
freaking everywhere.
I haven't fast traveled once.
Oh, I've done it once just because I was trying to get backpacks as quickly as possible.
I don't go like.
But I've only done it once.
I just use the backpacks when I see them. I get them.
Yeah.
Type deal. So you like? We won't. Don't put a number on it. Just
okay. No, like, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. Okay. And one of the best parts of it for me is that. And I knew this going in, but I kind of forgot about it until it happened in the game, was that you discover, like, the points of interest. Like, it's not like everything's already shown on the map for you.
Yeah.
Like for example, the, you know, the backpacks, like, he's, like, talks about it, and then he shows them.
Like,
the black cat
the,
stuff.
You're talking about, like, when you do the wavelength thing and uncover an area and then all this stuff.
Yeah, but also, like, that doesn't show everything. Like, you know, you do that, and then like when I just the Black Cat stuff, it like added a bunch of new stuff to the map.
Oh, yeah. I just discovered did another thing.
So it's like, it's not like when you do that, the police wavelength thing, it shows you everything. It's like, you have to discover it like in the story first. Yeah, and then, like, because I feel like in Assassin's Creed Origins, we talked about that.
Yeah, it overwhelms
you. It's just like so many points of interest, you don't know where the hell to go.
See, remember a couple podcasts ago, I was talking about the open world stuff. And how Assassin's Creed, like, it overwhelms you. And then, like, I try to do a mission and I'm not the. I have to grind. This is how I like open world. How it's open, but I don't have to. I can just play the story if I wanted to.
Yeah. This, it reminds me a lot of Breath of the Wild, the way that, like, you can just go anywhere and you'll find stuff to do, you know? And, like, the fact that, like, it organically, like, will have the crimes happening.
Yeah.
And you can, like, you feel like you're Spider-Man because it's like a crime just pops up. And then you can decide to go do it or not. And I feel always feel bad when I don't do it if I'm doing something else. Because it's like, oh, those people are probably going to die.
Oh, because apparently, like, no. They were talking about this on the Kind of Funny podcast. And I do them all. Like, if I swing by
them, I usually I'll do them. As well.
But you know the J. Jonah Jameson, like, the podcast
that you
listen to?
Yeah.
If you, like, he'll have callers call in.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't do one.
Yeah.
They'll call in and be like, Spider-Man just swung by and didn't do anything.
That's how that happened?
Yeah, and then...
I had one of those. I was like, I wasn't even in the area.
Yeah, like, if you ignore one, that'll happen. But then if you do them all, they'll get a call and be like, yeah, Spider-Man just saved all these people, blah, blah,
that's
blah.
Really cool that they did it like that.
Yeah.
And also, it adds to, like, sometimes when you're swinging and stuff, like, you know, it's pretty quiet and all that. So when, like, they have the podcast go or Yuri's talking or whatever, like, it kind of, it just, like... gives you kind of something to do while you're like swinging, you know, and all that stuff, and something to listen to.
But swinging is so satisfying.
It is.
In its own right.
Oh my god!
So that my next question.
Yes.
And I'm taking this from the Kind of Funny podcast. Somebody
you
wrote
son
in
of
and
a
did
bit.
This, but I like the question too much not to not ask.
I don't know if I've heard it yet.
What is more satisfying, web swinging or recalling the Leviathan axe?
God of War? The web swinging.
I think it's the axe.
You think it's the axe? I don't
think
so.
The way the axe just sounds when it hits his
hand. Yeah, it's like, it's a thunk,
I think the axe is such a cool video game weapon. I don't know.
It is very cool.
Can't.
It's just, for me, the web swinging, like, I like the sense of freedom that it gives.
Yeah.
And, like, the axe gives, it makes you feel like a badass. But I just, I guess I would just prefer the sense of freedom over, like, the badass feel. But, no, the axe is cool. And that kind of, like, I was talking about this a little bit in my Discord. Is that, you know, for both of us, I think God of War is the game of the year so far.
So far, I'm not going to, like...
judge Spider-Man.
I'm
going to
say it's between this and Spider-Man, but
yeah.
I haven't beaten Spider-Man yet.
So the thing
I haven't
with,
played much this year.
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of game of the year worthy stuff in general so far, but...
I think on most lists it's God of War.
Yeah, probably. So Sony's dominating. But so God of War for me, so far, like, it just has a better story. And I know, like, Spider-Man, it's like the Marvel, it's got like corny lines and stuff.
That's what I was
like,
gonna say. I don't really like Peter or Mary Jane's like conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, they, I cringe when I listen to them.
I always like, I agree, but I also recognize that it's like a Marvel thing. Like, it's like a superhero thing, you know? It's like, it's gonna be kind of like that.
I get that. And I don't cringe as much when he's in the suit and he's talking. But, like, the scenes with him and Mary Jane doesn't... I don't know. She just seems like another Yuri, almost.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So.
And I just think, like, God of War, better story so far. Just because, you know, the way it's told and it's, like, was it rated M? And all, you know, all that stuff. But I think I'm enjoying the combat more in Spider-Man. Because it's like, I'm freaking Spider-Man.
In some instances, I agree. In some, like, because it can be a lot at once, so it can get a little janky.
Oh, I know. I've died so many times, but, like, I also, that makes me, like, rethink my strategy, and, like, I become more stealthy. And
I do like the stealth,
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like, picking the guys up and
have
them hang
there. I like
how
the stealth, I don't know if it's my build, because you can have the suit or add-ons or whatever, But the stealth is, like, it's challenging enough, but not too hard for me. I'm not playing on the hardest. I think I'm playing on that medium level. Yeah, amazing, I think it is.
Same.
And, like, usually I hate stealth stuff. It bothers me in games, but just because sometimes it's hard and it's really difficult. But but you're fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So you can just swing above everybody so easily.
Yeah.
So that's the point, probably, to make you feel that way. But
I just love how, like, just everything's so fluid. Like, when you finally get, like, you know, he's got the... I was curious how they were going to incorporate the Spidey sense in there. And I love how they, like, incorporated with the dodge. And it's not just, like, some, like, automatic thing that slows everything down or something like that. So just, like, when you're fighting, like, five guys at once and, like, you're slowing it down. And then you can, like, your focus bar gets full and you can, like, do a cinematic attack. Move, and then... You know, then you, like, web some guy in the face or whatever, and then you, like, it's awesome. And I send my little drones out.
I never used the drones.
They're so OP. You can get a third one, too, and they just keep shooting everything.
I just unlocked mines, web mines.
Oh, I don't think I got those.
I think I'm a little further ahead than you are. But, it's a really good game. I'm going to give a more, in quotes, rating when I beat the game.
Yeah, same.
But, I don't know. God of War is just so good.
It was.
I've heard the points, like, God of War was just an amazing game. Like, it changed the... No pun intended. It changed the game.
Changed the game, yeah.
But, like, Spider-Man is a really good video game, and if no, like, game-changing game came out this year, it would win Game of the Year, but God of War, in my opinion, did.
Yeah.
Like, the storytelling in that game is so good.
Yeah.
Like, the visually, the graphics, the satisfaction of the fighting.
Yeah, the combat satisfaction, sure.
It's just, I don't know.
The complete package.
But I'm still giving Spider-Man its due diligence. Yeah. Like, not going to say it's better or worse until I beat it. But
see, the thing with Spider-Man is that it, like, all that stuff about God of War is, like, completely true. Like, I love the game. The thing with Spider-Man that, like, The only thing with Spider-Man that's going to make me love it more than God of War is the fact that it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, I'm Spider-Man. Like, I'm doing all this stuff. And, like if I feel like Spider-Man.
If this was not branded Marvel Spider-Man, would it be this good?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I would. Yeah. I think. And also, just it's easily the best Spider-Man game.
Oh, ever.
Yeah, for sure. And probably the best superhero game I played.
I mean, there's not many.
I think the only thing people would
The Arkham games.
Yeah, the Arkham series. And maybe, like, the fighting Marvel games, like Injustice. But those are, like, a different...
That's a different style.
I mean, so is the Arkham ones, but, like, anyway. We're enjoying it. We'll finish it, and we'll give you guys the full rundown, the review there. But we're going to move into the next topic here that I had written down. Call of Duty Blackout. The closed beta for PS4 started, I think, earlier in the week.
Because they've been playing it for a few days now, right?
Yeah, only on PS4, I believe. So, at Blackout, if you guys don't know, it's the Battle Royale mode that's coming in Call of Duty Black Ops 4 later this year. And I gotta tell you, man, Call of Duty to me has always been like a game where it's like I'm only gonna get it if something looks really freaking cool. And Blackout looks really freaking cool. It looks like a way more polished PUBG. You can just find a helicopter.
That's what everybody's saying. It's just a polished PUBG.
Yeah, and it makes me even more excited for the Battlefield
one. Isn't it 80? It's 80 player count.
80, yeah. Battlefield, the thing with the Battlefield one, though, is that it's 64 player count and it's only squads.
Ooh.
Yeah, no solo. And Call of Duty.
But am I going to get COD and Battlefield?
No, I know. I'm just saying. Well, the only reason I bring up Battlefield is because
I haven't bought the last two Call of Duties.
Like, for Battlefield, they've always had, like, vehicles and large maps and stuff, so they might be better suited to, like, it could be better.
I get it.
But from what I've seen with Call of Duty, I mean, I'm excited to play this weekend, the open beta. And it looks fucking awesome. There's like a part of the map you saw a trailer. There's like zombies on part of the map.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a Nuketown Island and stuff. Like, it's so cool. And all the gameplay I've seen, it's been like, it's made me feel like the early PUBG days almost. Because they added some new stuff like perks and stuff you can find, and they're consumable in the world, I think. which is pretty sweet. You can find armor and all that stuff. It just looks great.
So yeah, I'm probably going to check it out. I was probably going to get this one on PC just to play zombies anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I just haven't played the last couple. And when they said black, I'm like, fuck, I'll get it. I'll probably get it.
Yeah.
Get
suckered into it. I'm not going to buy the season pass, though.
I didn't get the last. Only you and Rick got the
season pass?
No, the last Call of Duty.
Oh, I know. You guys were yelling which was at me. Good.
Zombies is great. Wait till it's cheap. I'm not denying that. But I'm not like you guys don't play it anymore.
Well, that's because it was only us. But if you ever see it for cheap, you should go for it. Zombies is awesome in that game. It's the World War II one.
Digitally, do you?
No. I got it for disc because it was Black Friday.
Oh yeah.
And it was $20. Okay, I was like, all right. Okay. Yeah,
maybe sooner or later if it's cheap.
Just wait for Black Friday and see if it goes on sale. Like Ricky and I love the zombies in there. Yeah. So cool, so
but
good.
But if our whole PC crew gets it on PC,
that's
probably be good.
Yep.
But
I don't even know if World War II is on PC.
I think it is.
Okay, if that's ever on sale, I might pick that up too. But it would be great. I mean, I understand PC's got the cheaters and stuff, but if we play zombies just with our friends,
I don't see that.
We spend most of our time with that anyway.
Yeah,
I did play the Blackout, or not the Blackout, the Black Ops 4 multiplayer beta. Was it good? It's cool. It's got the classes
on
and stuff. I played it on PC. Yeah, it's got the classes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the guy I was playing has like a grapple thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's cool. It's just it doesn't seem like a. I'm not gonna put a bunch of time into it.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, it's cool. I don't care. Just whatever.
Yeah, I
got you. Blackout for me is just another reason for me to actually want a Call of Duty game other than zombies. Uh-huh. It's like zombies and Blackout now. Right. You know. So.
Looks good. I have another question as we're talking about this stuff. Where do you stand on the Destiny expansion, Forsaken?
So.
I've been kind of itching to play it. And I know he's playing it,
yeah,
but I'm not gonna buy it if it's only if it's us. I know. Like if we don't have a raid team, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, see, that's where you're wrong. All right, so I was listening to we're gonna mention kind of the Gamescast. Did you hear them talk about Forsaken?
The Gamescast. I'm a couple back, so
okay.
Not on that one.
So they talked about it and it made me kind of want it. So. Forsaken, apparently the story for it is like surprisingly good.
Okay.
Like not like any of the other Destiny stories.
I'm only
story.
Itching to raid.
All right. Okay. I'll get there.
It's a brand new full raid, right?
I believe it's so. They didn't talk about the raid in the Gamescast, so I don't know how good it is.
I think the Forsaken is a new raid.
I mean, I'm sure it is. It probably is because you're paying $50 or whatever.
It's the price of the game.
I know. But
just to fix their all the fucking
or 40
game.
Bucks, whatever it is.
That I'm not gonna know. No, I continue.
So they were talking. They talked about a few things in the game, like that make it so there's so much to do
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
You know when we'd get our like weeklies done and then like it was like pretty much done in like 2 days, right, for the week. Like they introduced bounties, so. Almost every NPC you talk to will give you, like, you can grab certain bounties that will give you certain items and things like that. So you can, like the person was saying that, like, there's, like, an endless amount of things that you can do, apparently, because of the bounties.
Okay.
Like, you know, if you go to, like, a planet and you talk to, like, an NPC there, they'll give you bounties. I assume that's how it works. I didn't look into it. But the thing that got me really excited was the Gambit mode. Which I knew nothing about. I knew that they were introducing a new mode. Yeah. So the way that this works is that there are, I don't know if it's only two teams or more than two, but it's basically like PvE against each other. So like you're fighting waves of enemies, and like after each enemy you kill, and apparently the enemies are like harder than they are in like the story or anywhere else in the world. After each enemy you kill, you get motes of light, and you have to go deposit those motes of light into like this like pod thing.
Yeah.
And so like you have to get to the highest score first, right?
Uh-huh.
And so like both teams are basically like collecting stuff and putting it into the bucket or whatever.
Got it.
And they're trying to get the higher score. But what you can do is like somehow if you do something, you can like send an enemy over to the other people, and their pod thing will disappear until they beat like the enemy. And then you can also, there's a way to like, you open like a portal or something, and you go to the other players and you kill the other players, and they can't, what was it? Or okay, so yeah, you can kill the other players, and at the end, like the final boss is like this like huge guy who's like really difficult and stuff. Yeah. And if the other team is also on that boss or whatever, and you go over to them, for every time you kill those players, that boss gains health. So like you can fuck people over, I guess, by going in. But it just seems like a cool mode. There's like more to it, I think, that I'm forgetting. But it's basically like a versus horde mode. It seems
like that's what it sounds like. Or like a firefight.
That's what it feels like. But I guess they've changed a ton, and apparently, like, I knew this. They brought a bunch of like hardcore Destiny players a while ago, like into the Bungie Studios or whatever, and they were like getting feedback and stuff. And when like the DLCs were coming out, it seemed like none of their feedback was in it.
Okay.
But then those Destiny players that they had brought to the studio said like, oh, like the feedback we gave isn't for these DLCs. Like, you guys will see. And that's what Forsaken is. It's with all the player feedback.
But still, and, like, and they're charging for it. The same bullshit they did with Destiny 1. I know. Literally the same. Like, I know.
But you want to play it.
Yeah, now I do, but I'm hesitant to buy it.
That's why they do it. I mean, the thing with me, I just bought Scum. And but I already had credit in my account.
Bought Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. So I want to like play those a good amount first. And then Fallout 76 is coming out. And then there's the Blackout beta. Yeah. And then Black Ops 4 is coming in November.
Yeah.
And there's probably other games too that I'm forgetting about. I want to play The Messenger on the Switch still. There's a little bunch of stuff.
Assassin's Creed.
Maybe. Odyssey, right? This year?
Yeah, it's this year.
Okay.
But this makes me hesitant to buy Destiny 3 at launch.
If there is a Destiny 3.
If there is one, all right. But no, there will be now one. Two games are like, all right, we're going to give you this bare bone fucking let's repeat everything every week.
I'm not
buying
it at launch at all. Like, I'm going to wait for the reviews and everything.
Like, I'm going to wait a year in. It's a year into the fucking game cycle.
And you're
cycle,
buying another Destiny, pretty
and
much.
And you're giving, like, us the second half of the game. Like, fuck you, man. Yeah.
Like, I also think it's like...
It's literally... I don't think that was on purpose with Destiny 1.
Right.
At least I didn't, and now it seems like it could have been, because it did the same goddamn thing.
Well, maybe they saw... Maybe it wasn't on purpose for Destiny 1, and then they saw how much money they made, and they were like, we're just going to do the same thing.
And then everybody... They're like, all right, they're all going to buy it at launch, because they think we're fucking...
Yeah. But, so, like, for us... Like, it's bad, like, bad that we're going to have to spend, like, $50 if we want to play that stuff. But, like, think of, like, the people that never bought the game, and then they see Forsaken, and like, that looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And then they buy Destiny 2.
I wish I was that guy.
No, you don't. They buy Destiny 2, and they realize they have to spend $50 more to get what they actually wanted.
Do you get a...
Although, it is free on PlayStation Plus right now.
Yeah, I know that.
The base game.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, for people, but, that's probably they timed it up.
Do you get a level token thing with Forsaken?
Oh, so that you don't have to do the base level stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. I think
you do.
At this stage, I would.
If
imagine.
I get it, I'm gonna bump a hunter because I just never did the hunter.
You know
the other two.
The max light level now or power level is 500.
I think I'm at threes.
300 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot to go, but I think I'm gonna, I'm probably not gonna play it maybe until like December or November. November is Call of Duty, so I'll be playing. So maybe December is when I'll get around to Destiny, to be honest.
And just so the listeners, I know Red Dead Redemption 2 is a huge game.
Yeah.
We're not,
but it sucks.
I never played the first one. Grand Theft Auto it's not really my thing.
Rockstar games aren't a thing.
Yeah, so I'm not saying it's a bad game in any stretch, and I know like half the fucking population of the world wants to play that game.
Yeah.
But it's just not my style.
Yeah, too bad it's going to suck. No.
It might challenge God of War, honestly.
Maybe. Well, I think for the sheer fact also that it's multi-platform, yeah, it's going to have more people playing it. Rockstar. Just from that, but yeah. Anyway, so we talked about COD Blackout, and it kind of goes into... I want to talk briefly about today, actually. Something happened with Dr. Disrespect. So yeah,
I have no idea. I slept half today.
Let me rewind here to yesterday. I was watching Lyric, right? And I was watching a little bit like during my lunch break at work, and then because he was playing Blackout, and then I closed the stream, and like a few hours later, I see on Twitter that Lyric got suspended from Twitch.
Oh, did you tell me this yesterday? I saw it too.
Put it in the Discord, I think.
And he got suspended for
a soccer thing
that he wasn't even doing.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, that's weird. And today I'm watching Dr. Disrespect play Blackout.
Lyric's
at lunch.
He's not banned anymore, right?
Like, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't checked.
They just freaking
banned
one of the biggest streamers in the world for no reason.
So I'm watching Dr. Disrespect at lunchtime today, and I guess I'm a bad omen. He didn't get banned. It is worse. So I stopped watching at lunch. No, he didn't get swatted. So I saw. It's
how
not.
Is it worse than getting banned?
You're not gonna know what I'm gonna say.
All right.
Okay. It's not funny. It's not funny.
So but you're making it funny.
I know, because it's funny to me that you don't know what I'm gonna say, because you probably can't even think of what I'm gonna say. Someone shot his house.
What the
with a gun.
How do they even know where he lives?
So yesterday someone shot his house, or shot like outside his house, or like at his house or something.
Yeah.
And then today, there's a clip of it. You hear like something hit the window, and then he like goes and like checks, and then he comes back and he took off like his shit, like his like.
Oh, did you see him without?
Yeah,
the stuff
I mean, people have seen him before, but he's like, I gotta end the stream right now, like. Someone shot at my house, and he starts getting like really pissed off. He's like, fuck it, second time. Like all this stuff. And like what an asshole. Like for someone,
right?
not Dr. Disrespect,
yeah,
like
no,
the guy.
That's terrible.
Like apparently he's had like stalker issues and stuff, and like someone figured out where he lives, and he might have to like move now. Like someone shot like the window out in his house. So I it was funny to me because like you didn't expect me to say that.
I get it. No,
but it's not a funny situation.
Because I feel
like
those streamers
up.
Are usually like big on privacy. Like they don't tell.
Yeah.
They don't say where they live or
right,
anything like
yeah.
that. So I don't even know.
And
unless he got hacked or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this isn't the new swatting. Because like with swatting,
it's even
you
worse
can.
Than swatting.
I know it really is. But swatting, like, at least they can kind of, like, track the call. Like, if someone drove by, shot,
and
then
and
went
I
away,
remember watching,
like
if
who
you,
would know?
If you were a big streamer, I think Boogie said this in one of his videos. Like, he said he called, like, his local thing, and he was like, listen, I stream, and this is what's happening. So if you get a call, you know, I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
Like,
so hopefully this isn't the new way to avoid
that
like, these stupid trolls out there.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
But I think he's got, like, a kid, too, and, like, his wife, obviously.
Have a wife?
Yeah, wife and a kid, so.
I don't know
so.
If he's still with them. I don't know.
He is.
Yeah.
They fixed everything.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I know, and I was just like, I was just watching him at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And his house gets shot up. I don't want to watch Twitch tomorrow. I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, am I the bad omen? You know,
what's gonna happen if you
someone
stream
gets,
on Twitch?
Oh my god, there's gonna be a nuke that comes down. Apparently, like someone gets temporarily banned, someone gets shot at. What's next?
I don't know, man.
Hey, you should stream. I want to watch your stream tomorrow.
I mean, you'd be the only one. So.
Yeah. Well. And then
I haven't streamed in a long time.
Yeah. Neither have I, actually.
I've
streamed once in like the past like month.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. Just you know, I moved my PS4 in my bedroom and playing Spider-Man, just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll be streaming soon. Like I want to stream Scum, which is a cool survival game.
Yeah.
I play a little bit of it off stream, and it was really cool.
I'm still
really
playing my Switch at lunchtime.
Yeah?
Yeah. I bring it in. I just drown everybody that annoys me out and play Switch.
Yeah. I heard The Messenger is really good.
Yeah, I'm still want to get Dead Cells. I just want to do Hollow Knight first. Yeah. But I'm 23 hours in the Hollow Knight.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's potentially another 20 hours in the game.
Oh yeah.
Like it's a big chunk of game.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm really liking it still.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fucking Harry Potter.
That's not Harry Potter. Yes, it is. Lord of the Rings.
No, it's not. I know Lord of the Rings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gandalf.
The Grey.
Yeah. So yeah. That happened.
Yeah.
To the doc. And that was all the topics I had. You had any other topics you wanna go on?
I watched Black Panther on Netflix the other day.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for Final Space to get on Netflix.
Oh, I've seen all of that.
Yeah, I need. Already. I'm waiting.
I watched on the TBS app.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got ads. It's so, like 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you're supporting Owen.
Yeah, I can support him on Netflix too. Yeah, I whatever. Pay for Netflix.
I also rewatched Infinity War recently.
Yeah.
And I had some other thoughts about the movie. Shut your mouth. If you want to talk about that.
Go ahead.
There's just. Like. Just some of the fight scenes, some of their decisions don't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to get the gauntlet off him, right?
Yeah.
Spoilers for Infinity War if you haven't seen the movie, but I'm assuming everybody on the planet's seen this movie. When
really, everyone on the planet?
When Mantis is on his head and he's like,
yeah.
Why don't they just cut his fucking arm off? Iron Man has the blade thing.
Yeah.
Why does he just... And then no arm, it's off of you. I guess
because...
Because this movie's PG-13 and little kids can't see an arm get cut off. But they can't see an axe go into his chest.
Yeah, but I think that...
and see their all...
first instinct... Like, if there was someone with a gauntlet on... Or a glove. Yeah. Would your first instinct be to chop their arm off to take it, or be to try to pull it? I can understand them pull it doing off, that.
But it's like, okay, this is taking too long. Yeah. Let me just. I lock can understand the thing
that. Like, I wouldn't want them to like just right away and be like, we got it.
Like, yeah, but he's like, they see that it's not coming off right away.
I know. Yeah.
And they see Peter Quill starting to lose his shit.
Yeah.
So. Why doesn't Iron Man just be like, shing, and chop his fucking arm off?
I don't know. Maybe there's a I don't know. Do they do that in the comics?
No, I don't think so.
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe,
they're not going to do it. I don't know. It would just end the story right there. That's true.
That's a good point.
The things you think about.
You should aim for the head, too.
Oh, yeah, but before that, same scene, right, when Peter Quill's about to, like, punch Thanos in the face, Drax is doing nothing in that scene. He could have held him back.
That's true.
So he could just get the glove off.
Wait, what is he doing?
Nothing. He's like, doing he's just nothing. He's not there? Holding them. Yeah.
Oh.
He's not holding him down. He's not doing anything. As far as I know, he might maybe be holding on to a foot or something, but he doesn't need to be doing that. He doesn't need to be holding his fucking foot. Like,
that's true.
Like, yeah. It doesn't. I don't know, man. The movie is still good.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my favorite Marvel movie of all time.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
That's the thing with Marvel movies, though, is, like, there's always going to be, like, that type of thing. It's like, oh, they could have just done, or superhero movies in general, they could have just done that. But, like, I understand. For the sake of
storytelling.
And they're also trying to sort of stick to, like, the comics a little bit. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like in Logan, I have that issue. It's a great movie. The issue with a few things, like the fact that the kids don't use the powers when they're running through the woods.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then situations where they're just standing there. It's like, use your powers, help!
The kids, the kids are supposed to be trained killers.
Yeah.
And you can see that in the girl. Like, she kills people, but the rest of them don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't know. Yeah, that's the part that bothered me the most.
But that movie's just amazing.
Great movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, for sure. But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but yeah, go for the head, go for his arm, whatever, when he's at the end there.
Should have, but he didn't.
And I'm disappointed with Doctor Strange in that movie.
Why?
He doesn't really fight. He does, but he doesn't. Like, he has the time stone, he never uses it. Ebony Maw takes him out in like 2 fucking seconds.
But yeah, I guess it's like the like Doctor Strange has like that moral like compass like, thing where it's like
this dude is about to wipe out half the freaking universe. It's no moral.
But he is like Doctor Strange guards the time stone like for the universe, you know? Yeah, so it's like
I get that
it'd be
stuff,
like against his like I don't know. I understand like where you come from with that, but
I don't know. I just think
for Doctor Strange, I think it's like a tougher decision than we make it seem like.
I understand. Yeah, but even in the beginning of the movie when he's fighting Ma and he's about to use the stone,
yeah,
and then it's he just two wires stop him.
Yeah.
And another thing, this is a more like nitpicky thing.
Okay.
But when he's tying him up, I don't know if you remember this. Have you only seen the movie once?
Twice. I don't know. We're tying who up?
He's tying Doctor Strange up with the wires.
Yeah.
And then it's like going around his neck to make him pass out. So it's around his neck and his body. And then the Cloak of Levitation just pulls him out. But it's around his neck and shit. So I don't understand that. All right,
take it easy.
All right. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like...
All right.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Yeah.
And also, just on the topic of superhero movies.
Yeah.
You know the... This came up on my YouTube feed today, and I have no idea why. You know the Eric Bana Hulk movie? The one... The Hulk...
With Edward Norton?
No, the one before that. Yeah. Eric Bana, I think that's his name. The actor's name.
Not
the Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton. The one before that. Just type in...
The Hulk movie?
Yeah. Let's see.
2003?
Yeah, this one. This movie is
fucking
bad.
I know this one. Did you recently watch it or something?
I saw a clip. Like, I watched a 3-minute clip on YouTube because it came up in my... it came up in my feed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the CG in this movie and the way they cut it to...
Is that Lou Ferrigno? No, he's in the show.
It's Eric Bana. I think his
Have you ever seen Lou?
I've never watched the show.
I think that's Lou Ferrigno, I think.
No, not in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Just type in...
This is Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, I understand that. That's from the show, though.
Yeah.
Type in Eric Bana, or the Hulk. Eric... Yeah. That's it.
The Hulk, Eric Bana. This one?
Yeah. It's so
bad. Yeah. He's so cartoony.
Yeah, I know. And he fights hulked out dogs. It's just bad.
Is this the one with the evil Hulk?
No, that's the Incredible Hulk. Okay, he fights the Abomination.
Gotcha.
That's another question. Like, if I see these articles like about Marvel movies.
Yeah. He's so fake looking.
I know, it's bad.
Look at this.
It's so bad. It's not even that the CG is bad because the time. When did this movie come out?
2003.
Like, the CG's not going to be good for 2003, but the writing is so shit that it's just a bad movie.
Yeah. I don't know why I just got reminded of this, but there's a new PlayStation VR game.
I think
called
I know
what, Firewall. Have you looked at gameplay?
Hour? Yeah. No, but I've heard of it.
It's like Rainbow Six Siege. I looked at gameplay. It looks fucking sweet. Also, Beat Saber is not on PSVR yet.
It will be, though.
I know it will be.
You said you're not getting it, though.
I might get it. We'll see.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, but it's not. I can't buy it yet, but I might. But anyway, Firewall looks really sweet. Yeah. I might actually get it.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. I'm not going to buy a
PSVR.
So.
I think also, like, my PSVR, like, I love it, but it'll get, like, more use with, like, in a party situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I think it'll be really good then. Like, when we play Resident Evil with it, you know, I think we should have another night where we do stuff. God. Well, not Resident Evil, maybe, but, you know, just gaming in general or whatever.
While we're on the topic of, like, party games, we're all over the place today.
We are. All over the place.
Who is your, like, dream character to be added to the Smash Brothers roster? Like, who would you want the most?
The Smash Brothers roster.
Like, for me, it used to be Sonic the Hedgehog, like, back in the early time, but that's been fulfilled, so. Like, who would you want to be in Smash?
Goku.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Video game character. I don't think Goku's going to make it in. Like, purely video game, not in a show.
I think it would be really cool to have Paper Mario, because I think his moves could be really cool. I never really got into the Paper Mario games, so let me think of someone else. I think it'd be cool to have the doctor guy from Luigi's Mansion in there. He could like do stuff with the vacuum or something. What's his name? I forget his name. But
Egads.
Yeah, there you go, Dr. Egads.
I think.
Yeah. Anyone else? I mean, there's like stupid characters like the Mario Sunshine villagers people.
Yeah, I don't think they're man.
Or, I don't know. I mean, people want Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. I don't think he might. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to have, it would never happen, but like Sly Cooper would be really cool, even though he's not Nintendo.
Yeah, but Sony, you're not going to get any Sony.
He's in All-Stars, PlayStation All-Stars anyway. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, obviously, yeah. But I mean, like, he would work like in that. Banjo. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Banjo fits.
Yeah.
But there's a licensing thing there.
Yeah. Even like a character, maybe like Wreck-It Ralph would be cool.
Yeah, but I mean, anything in movies and TV, I think doesn't have a shot.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. It has to be
Mario's
like video
in,
game
in TV.
Yeah, but he started as a game.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other people. That would be cool.
It's hard because there's so many.
I know that, and they're already in it. I feel like there's really good ones that I just
Captain Toad.
Of. Yeah, Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker.
Except he doesn't jump.
I feel like he would be in it. Like, because they already have... They brought that game over to the Switch already.
Mm-hmm.
So, just add him in. And I don't think... I don't think he's a...
I mean, they could add Banjo. Trophy. They could add...
Waluigi.
I don't think he's going to go in.
I know, but why not?
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Paper Mario, I think they should add. I don't know why they haven't already.
Yeah, I agree. He could be really cool.
People think there's like they're gonna add Shadow as an epic, as an Echo for Sonic.
Yeah, probably.
You can add, Crash Bandicoot, but who knows really? Yeah. I had a character in my head, now I'm blanking on him.
I think did they add? They added the Squid people, right?
The Squid Kids. Oh, yeah. The Spring Fighter from Arms.
Yeah,
people think
Spring
that's going to be
they should
a DLC.
Okay, yeah. That just makes sense. Character. For in the being it.
Yeah.
Or the girl, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know the girl's name.
Spring Girl? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what the girl's name is.
Slinky Girl, whatever.
But I'm excited for it. For Smash, like, are you excited for Smash Bros? That comes out this year.
Yep.
Like,
I'm excited for it.
Are you going to get it the day of and
I probably will. I think Smash, to me, has always been a game that's better when you're playing with other people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've never been really good at Super Smash Bros., but it's just fun to play. I'm interested to see. Apparently, there's an unannounced mode that they're going to be adding to the game. So I'm interested to see what that is. But I'll still play it like by myself, you know, go through the story or whatever. Like,
yeah, that's what I was
going
to say.
Ones.
Like, Smash, to me, like, there's a huge hype around it because it's Super Smash Bros., but since... I've aged as a gamer, I'd say. I didn't have Smash on 64.
You noob!
So, I had Melee, and I played that a ton, even by myself.
Yeah.
But the last, on the Wii U one, I didn't have Brawl either. Mm-hmm. The Wii U one,
I've had all of them. You noob!
I had Brawl, but I bought it after I had a Wii U, because I didn't have a Wii.
Yeah.
I would just play the Smash Brothers, unlock all the characters, and just, okay, I have everything unlocked for when my friends come over.
Yeah. See, that's what's going to encourage me to play is the fact that you have to unlock the characters, and there's going to be a shitload to unlock.
And we're going
to
play way more.
Because you start with what N64 had,
I think that's eight
characters.
I think that's cool.
So there's like, 30, 40 other characters you have to unlock?
Yeah.
After that, you know, it's going to be awesome.
And the fact that it's on the Switch, we could just be... All right, let's play a match.
Just
fuck around.
There you go.
Instead of having to set up the goddamn Wii U that's a piece of garbage.
Yeah. And I mentioned this before. I think whenever Nintendo comes out with a new system, they need to include a Smash game at launch and a Mario Kart game at launch. That should be like the standard for every new
like both system. Or one of them.
Both.
Yeah, but I don't think that'll ever happen.
I know. I don't think it'll ever happen either. But,
they should.
Even if it's just a remaster of what's on the previous one. Because, you need those games on a Nintendo console to feel like a Nintendo console. Like,
GameCube Melee was a launch title. Yeah. I think that's the only time a Smash Brothers has been a launch title.
Yeah, unless N64 might have had it as a launch. I don't know.
I don't think so. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Might have Mario Kart as a launch.
GameCube Double Dash was not a launch title. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And I don't think Brawl or Wii U wasn't.
Yeah.
And Brawl wasn't.
Or at least if you're not gonna do a Smash or Mario Kart launch, just one sort of party game like Mario Party or Mario Tennis should be on Nintendo console at launch.
The Switch had that 1-2 Switch thing.
The Wii had nostalgic Wii game. Yeah. You know, it's like play the new Mario Tennis. People be like, oh my god, there's a new Mario Tennis. Uh-huh. Like, you know, if I had to introduce what 1-2 Switch was to people, they don't know what it is. Yeah. You know, it's if I brought over my Switch to someone who didn't even know what a Switch was, and I was like, oh, you want to play Mario Kart? They'd probably be like, oh yeah, sure. You want to play 1-2 Switch? What the fuck is 1-2 Switch? Like, what, you know, like if Nintendo just launched their consoles with, this is kind of a bigger discussion, but if they launched it with like one of those flagship names,
right,
like I think it would do better. I mean, they had Zelda, but that's not a party game, you know, right. Like Nintendo's always about bringing people together and playing. It's just launch one of those.
And what launched with the Switch this year? The Switch is over a year old.
The Zelda did.
Zelda did, but what was the other 1-2 Switch? Zelda.
I don't know. Let's see. Nintendo.
ARMS wasn't. I think it was its like first.
Yeah, ARMS. ARMS was in March.
Was Splatoon a launch title? I don't think so. No, because they released the betas.
Yeah, just Super Bomberman.
Oh yeah, yeah. That
Switch, it was basically just Zelda.
Was a Zelda machine launch until day. Until Trouble I was on I there. Guess Splatoon came out.
This is launch window. Sonic Mania was in spring. Yeah, this is all stuff that was in spring. But the launch was Zelda.
It was a Zelda Switch, machine until Mario Kart came out.
Yep. Just Dance, man. Come on. Apparently Snipperclips is really good. Yeah, I never played that. But, that's what I'm saying.
Of the Switch, looking at this lineup, was not that strong.
Yeah, but
it just had Zelda in it.
Be strong.
It's because it's Zelda.
But that's what I'm saying. Imagine how many more they probably would have sold, like, launch window.
Yeah,
if they had one of those party games on there.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Like Mario Tennis. Like, I never played Mario Tennis until I went to Maine.
You never played Mario Tennis?
Never played Mario Tennis.
The GameCube one?
Yeah, never played it. Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
We used to play a shitload.
And
it was, sure,
it was. I swear to God,
sure.
I've
had it up on the projector before.
I never played Mario Tennis.
Huh.
Yeah,
they're fun. No, they're good.
No,
they're fun,
I know.
Games.
I was like, this game is awesome. Yeah. Like it was. It had a little bit of a learning curve, and then I was like, this is so good. Like I was contemplating buying it on my own Switch because how much fun I had. But just Nintendo, include a game like that with your next console.
Have you
console.
Played Shovel Knight?
Yeah, I have Shovel Knight.
Is it good? Like, should
Trove.
I pick it up?
I think it's fun. It's I don't know how it compares to any other game. It's not like a. It doesn't seem like it's a very fast-paced like game like Dead Cells, or maybe Hollow Knight's probably a little faster paced than Shovel Knight.
Okay.
But it's cool. It's a good game. I think I got it on sale for like $6
or
something.
Is it on PC or the Switch?
I have it on the Switch, but it's on, I think it's on, like,
I would get it on the Switch if I get it, but no, after I beat Hollow Knight, I think I'm gonna get Dead Cells or,
The Messenger.
No.
You son of a bitch. Mario Tennis.
No.
Indie. Octopath.
No. Octopath's not an indie game.
Nine Parchments.
It's out. It just got released on the Switch.
Animal Crossing.
No, I have it on the fucking PC already. I can't remember.
Dead Cells.
No. I can't remember it.
What is it?
I don't remember.
What is it? It just launched?
It launched like this week.
Nintendo Switch.
Or last week. I don't know. Damn it. Why can't I remember the name of this game?
Let's see. The Messenger.
No.
Monster Hunter.
No.
Okami, Go Vacation, Overcooked 2,
no,
Captain Toad,
no,
Dead
no,
Cells,
no,
Wolfenstein 2,
no,
Mario Tennis,
nope,
Crash Bandicoot, Hollow Knight, Minecraft, Fallout Shelter, Paladins,
no,
The Incredibles.
I don't know why I can't remember the name of this game.
We're going to figure this out before this is over. It's an indie game?
Yeah.
Best-selling game.
Just hit
Indies.
Yeah, there you go.
Celeste.
Hyperlight Drifter.
Oh, Hyperlight Drifter, you son of a bitch.
I should get Celeste, though.
Son of
Celeste
a bitch.
Celeste should be...
You should. Is Hyperlight Drifter a story game, too?
Kind of, sort of.
Two-player... Oh, you can do two-player simultaneous... co-op?
I believe so, in some...
That's awesome.
It's a Souls-style thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You've never seen... Have you seen any gameplay of this
I've
game?
I've heard of this game. I've never looked at it, like,
you
ever.
You should look up...
Yeah. I should play this game.
This game's dope.
I should play this game.
I have it on PC, but I might buy it on the Switch. It's very hard. It's like a Souls type
That's
deal.
No problem. I've never died in Dark Souls.
Yeah, you're lying. I recommend this, and I've only played a little bit of it. And
I'll check it out. Fuck yeah. You, Switch, for having all these games I want to buy at the same time.
Like this game, I probably will get this after I beat Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
But if I have to, I might have to put another 20 in Hollow Knight.
Don't expect to ever beat Dead Cells, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because it's like one of those games
where it's
like...
Isaac thing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, think of it like that. Yeah, so...
I'm surprised I don't have Isaac on the Switch.
It's $40. I almost
Isaac?
Yeah.
No,
I was
I'm
thinking
not,
about
I'm
getting
40,
it, and I was like,
it's
because
you get all the
expansions.
I have it on PC.
Steam.
Yeah, I have it and all the expansions on Steam.
Yeah.
I'm not, if it's 40,
yeah,
maybe I'll ask for Christmas or some shit.
I also bought Slain Back from Hell. It was on sale for like $7 or something like that. That's a cool game.
Yeah.
That's more similar, I guess, to Shovel Knight-ish sort
okay.
of thing. I bought Shovel Knight before we went to California, so I played it on the plane. And that was like the last time I really played it.
Okay.
But I put like 2 hours into it, maybe.
Yeah,
man,
I can't stop playing Hollow Knight. There was a point today I was like, do I want to play Spider-Man or Hollow Knight?
No, you... Yeah.
I played Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then you boot up Isaac and you play that.
No, I haven't played Isaac in a while. But Hollow Knight is good. Like if you get Hyperlight and you like that, Hollow Knight's a very Souls style.
Yeah,
game
I've watched Hollow Knight before. Yeah, I've contemplated buying it, but I'm like, at the time I was playing Dead Cells.
If you need a game
more,
on the Switch, like I recommend Hollow Knight or Hyperlight, but
or any game. Apparently, it's an indie machine.
That's pretty much what it's turning into for me.
Yeah.
Just
which
indies.
Is fine. And then you get the. Because
I barely
the big
play.
Nintendo games.
I buy these sick indies on PC and just barely play them. But now I buy them on my Switch and I'm on that shit all the time.
Yeah.
It's because I come home from work, I'm so beat. And I just lay in my bed. And
that's
play
why
the
I
Switch.
Moved my PS4 in that room too. So I can lay in bed, play Spider-Man, and then when I'm done, I just put the controller around and I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Just because it is tiring. Like going on the computer and then like. We sound, this is first world problems, but, you know, it is, all right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so, we're coming up on the hour mark. We got 2 minutes left. Let's just fill up those 2 minutes till we hit the hour.
with fart noises.
Yeah, the dad noises here. That's all we should do. But,
No, I think it was a good episode. We've both been kind of out of the loop news-wise, I think.
Yeah, well,
I listen to stuff every day, but I had a...
I haven't been playing as much as I want to. That's the thing. It's because I am tired when I come home.
Right.
You know, we're doing flag football now. I've been looking at houses. Like, it's just been so busy.
My legs hurt so much after playing yesterday.
Yeah.
I fell asleep and woke up in like a cold sweat.
Oh,
like, I don't know what was wrong with me.
Jeez, I wasn't that bad.
Like I don't know why, but I also had a job interview this morning. So,
yeah.
So I don't
How'd
know.
That go? It was good.
It went well. Yeah.
When are they getting back to you?
They said for a couple of weeks.
Oh, a couple of weeks. Oh, well, you know that's what the company interviewed for. I can understand that.
Yeah.
He
so.
Interviewed for Apple. Okay, he's gonna be the new CEO.
No,
suck it, Tim. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it went well because it's
yeah.
It would help me out a lot to get a job.
There you go. You'd be raking in the bucks and
hopefully.
Doing half the work. No,
no, I think I'd do more work,
oh,
but it's that's grant. I need the money, so
yeah.
Well, yeah, it's been fun.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll try to do another podcast. Hopefully we've beaten
Spider-Man by the next time.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I would hope so, yeah. I really want to try to platinum it. I know I said that for God of War, and Valkyries were what pissed me off. I was like, I'm not doing this.
I might. I don't
think anything's that difficult in Spider-Man. Like, I think it's just collecting shit. And it's like, I can do that. Like, you know, I'll swing. I'll swing. That's fine.
You're a swinger now.
Yeah, I am.
You tell your fiance you're
a
swinger now.
Swing by, yeah.
Yeah,
I did. Yes.
Okay. How does she feel about it?
No, she's fine with it.
Yeah,
she's all down to swing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go now. You guys have your
our moment. Okay.
Who's been in this chair?
No one's been.
Because you're a swinger. I get it. Let's go. We're joking.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll try to get another podcast in the next year. And
we didn't take that much time off.
I know.
It was
like
2 weeks.
I know. Yeah. So we'll try to get another one in September. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Because we got like 2 weeks left in September. So, yeah. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace.